Hello, everybody, and welcome back after our week-long hiatus to Nerd News Now.
Or as I like to call it, your saving grace.
Your saving grace, yeah.
Not us, the week-long hiatus.
Hey, I missed the podcast.
Hey, I missed the podcast, but I'm sure our listeners didn't.
Yeah, true. Well, anyway, we're not all here today.
Yeah, one of us is
Ripperoni, he's MIA. Pepperoni, Anthony.
He is Paper Airplanes.
He is Paper Airplanes. He is Owl City Fireflies. That's not an actual reference to anything. I just like the song. But instead of Anthony, we have Rob. Rob was on the show, what, how many weeks ago? How many?
Like several.
Several yeah, weeks ago. We lost count.
My guess is like seven.
Yeah.
No, at least five. I don't know.
Well, anyway, we lost count.
I'm like the backup fullback. I'd never show up.
Yeah, you could literally come every time, and we would just let you sit down. We send you the outline, but
it's not you. It's us.
It's not. Yeah, we just never text you. We're sorry.
We also don't love you.
But anyway, we lost track of how many times, which installment we.
Guess we're saying 10 to 12.
It's the 10th one, guys.
I'm saying it's between 10 and 12.
It's the 10th one, we're at number 10, but we're probably at 9. And I'm gonna.
Being as non-committal as possible on this one.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're at 10. Fact.
You know, I'm actually gonna check. So.
Okay. Well, while John checks, let me catch you up to speed on the Musky news of the week. I shouldn't have just slammed the table like that. Elon Musk has filed for a permit to dig, using his boring company, a tunnel under L.A. in order to alleviate the traffic that L.A. is famous for. He plans to have this tunnel stretch the entirety of Route 405, which actually has the highest traffic flow and traffic congestion in the nation. So hopefully it'll alleviate some of the cluster that is there.
That's some boring news.
That's why he named it that. But anyway, he's doing that. I'm real proud of him. He's like that son that I wish I had.
And although I love Papa Musky, this is episode 10. I checked.
Hey, episode 10, everybody, we did it. I don't know what we did, but we did it.
We did a thing. If the thing was good or not,
Anthony's not here, so I have to match his level of loudness and hype.
You can't.
Yeah, I don't know if that's.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try my best.
You have to be like Anthony. You have to just scream everything you say, no matter how not important it might be.
Anthony's not even here, and he's already on the roast cam. We can't even show his face. It's all he's hidden.
I bet if he's listening right now, he's a little hurt. He's talking to whoever he's with, like, oh no, why? No, I'm not like that, guys. I swear. And then their heads are all like, shut up, Anthony. Yeah. Yes, you are.
But anyway, we have several Musky news of the week. That wasn't only one of them. The second one is Musky won a $50 million bet with the Australian government that he could not. That he couldn't build like that he could build the world's largest battery in 100 days. He built it in South Africa to help with Australia's rolling blackouts. And if he couldn't build it in 100 days, then he'd have to front the cost. But the Australian government now has to pay it, which is actually kind of. I don't know why a government would do that. I don't know why they'd make a bet.
Maybe they wanted to incentivize it a lot more.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. I wonder if there's like terrible weather planned in Australia.
They don't want the kangaroos building the battery first.
They don't want the king. No, it'd be the emus. They can't win against those guys.
I forgot about the Great Emu War.
You forgot about the Emu War? Okay, I want to go on a little tangent about this. What was it? Like after World War Two?
It was after World War One. I'm pretty
after
sure.
World War One, the Australian government declared war against emus, and it was like three teams with Maxim machine guns, and like what was it, 1,000 emus?
Yeah, it was in 1932.
It was in 1932.
It lasted 1 month.
It lasted
November 2nd to December 10th.
Where a squadron of like Australian army soldiers went out and tried to exterminate emus. They lost. They didn't win.
It's still funny to this day.
That's your history lesson for the day, guys.
They put bounties on emus. If I remember right, it was like a reasonably sized bounty too.
Yeah.
So why they do this? Was it just like
just pests? It was like how they're
like pigeons but big. It wasn't
big angry spooky pigeons.
It wasn't like an emu mafia or something.
I mean, maybe there's a conspiracy.
Maybe that's why they're such pests. Maybe they are just one big secret mafia.
You don't give them their corn seeds and they crack your legs with emu bats.
Well, it's Australia. They only have Vegemite down there.
I mean,
be honest with yourself. Vegemite tastes awful. Just
saying. I've had some. I hated it.
Yeah. Simon, I'm sorry. It was awful.
It was bad. It was in a tube. It was just like, why would you even buy this? It looks like paint thinner. No, it tastes like paint thinner. It looks like, I don't know, like mucus. I don't want to ruin anyone's lunch if you're eating because it's around lunchtime. But it looked awful. John, do you want to tell us the third, yes, three, musky news of the week?
No. Well, I mean, I will, but I don't want to.
Okay.
Do you want to, Rob?
It's more of an anti-news.
What do you mean? Yeah, it's kind of an anti-news. It's debunking a rumor.
It's basically just Elon Musk debunked the rumor that some people thought he was Satoshi. The creator of Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think the rumor how it started was interesting. It literally was just because an intern saw that Elon Musk liked math and he was good at C++. So he's like, oh, he had to create Bitcoin.
Can I just say that the genius and logic behind that?
Like, the connecting of the dots is... Like, this man could win an Olympic award for jumping to conclusions.
Now, you go back to this guy's apartment or whatever, and, like, you open up, it's like, you open one of his bedroom, and there's just, like, a fucking wall. There's a wall.
Of, like, push pins and yarns.
And yarn. But there's only two pictures. It's just a picture that says C++ and one that says math.
And then, it was a picture that said C++, a picture that said math, and... a picture of Elon Musk and a picture of like a Bitcoin. It wasn't even a Bitcoin. It was just like a Mario coin. And all it was like a square. But like the room is trashed. There's paper everywhere. There's a fire in the trash can. I feel bad. I didn't even really write down the intern's name just because I don't like calling people's names out. But like... I hope that guy just doesn't stumble upon this. Like, oh, wow, they roasted me because I thought Elon Musk made Bitcoin.
I mean, to be fair, like, yes, I guess Elon Musk is a smart enough man to be able to do it, but that doesn't mean that
he... Yeah, it doesn't mean that he did it.
Like, there's a metal band called Bro Job, and no one knows who it is. It's one person, and he just gets a bunch of features on songs because he can. And that'd be like saying that I'm him because I've never shown my face on the internet and claimed it was me. So it must be me.
And you can play the guitar.
Yeah, it must be me. That is a scientific fact, boys.
You know who I think that is? I think it's Buckethead.
No.
You remember Buckethead?
That's very not much who it is.
I think it's Buckethead.
That reminds me of the story of, I think it was the band The Monkees, back in like the 60s or whatever.
Yeah, it's the Monkees.
So they did like one tour in the UK for like less than a year, broke up, but then two copycat bands happened in the United States that claimed they were the Monkees. No one could disprove them for a while.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what brought the band back together because the original Monkees had to come back and say, "What? No, that's not us. We're the OGs," and they were a bit successful after that.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
I think it was the Monkees.
That's pretty cool. I actually like the Monkees.
If we're speaking of random bands, can we talk about the Shags?
Hold on. Let me. I don't want to take away a tangent too much from Bitcoin, and then we can talk about the Shags all you want. But all right. Speaking of Bitcoin, it is now. Like this is impressive in my opinion. Bitcoin breached $9,000 per Bitcoin as of Sunday. And at the current moment, Bitcoin is $9,938.93 per Bitcoin. This is a 21% increase in the past week, which is ludicrous. Ludicrous speed. Past month, it's 3,000. No, it's a 66% increase. It's nearly, you know, not doubled, but, you know, it's halved since then. Bitcoin has been rising so fast, it is ridiculous. I actually managed to buy some, and I'm happy about it. But now...
What do you get, like 0.003?
I own 0.0028, so if you round up 0.003... Close enough.
With my guess.
But now, if you wanna take my amateur market perspective on it,
get Dogecoin.
They funded the Jamaican bobsled team to go to Sochi with Dogecoin. That's all I need to say.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
If you look up in the past week or so, the highest percentage increase in value has been Ethereum at, I think, like it's over 28% or something. Along
for
those lines.
The past week?
Yeah, just the past week.
I only have Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin, but past week has definitely not been good. It's a 28%, but Bitcoin's also been 21%. So yeah, Ethereum's gone up a lot. But here's my amateur market perspective. People are not going to be buying like as much Bitcoin as they are now. A lot of people are still going to be buying Bitcoin, but people are going to try and move to one of the cheaper ones. And personally, I think Ethereum and Litecoin are going to like take off. You're going to see Litecoin hitting like 200 in a couple weeks. Like maybe like a month, month and a half, Litecoin's going to be good. But anyway, that's just my perspective.
Can we talk about the Shags now?
Yeah, let's talk about the Shags.
Have either of you two had the pleasure of listening to them?
These sound awful. I don't even want to like I regret saying let's talk about the Shags now. It's been a second since I said that.
All I want to say is it is so bad that it's good, but it's still really bad.
That's bad. It's not good.
I tried to listen to it once.
I can't. It
just hurts to hear people who have no sense of rhythm or anything.
See,
like the fact that their parents literally were like, "Here's instruments, figure it out yourselves. Here's a basement. You're not allowed to communicate with anyone until this is done."
Is that really how it happened?
I'm pretty sure that's actually what happened. I know for a fact that they were not allowed to take lessons or anything. I forget if they were allowed
to
communicate with other people, but their parents literally told them to make that record.
I gotta listen now. I mean, that sounds kind of torturous. That sounds like torture.
Oh man, it is.
But anyway,
it is just
I can't listen to bad music. Like even if it's as a joke, I can only watch bad movies if they're a joke. Like The Room, or this one that my girlfriend sent me. I don't even know what it's about. I don't know who stars in it, but it looks absolutely terrifying. I'm gonna say it, just so you guys, if you like bad movies. Rob, my girlfriend liked your snap. But it's called Faithful Findings, a Neil Bren film. I don't know. It looks awful, and I'm going to watch it soon.
Part of me really wants to play the Shags for you.
No, we're not playing the Shags. We'll play the Shags after the show. Everyone can play the Shags after the show. I'm not playing the Shags right now. But, John.
Yeah.
It says here on the outline, something about worms.
Oh, yeah. So scientists recently discovered, they had two worms placed in Mars simulant soil, and they survived.
So
there's a good chance that Mars is still able to foster life if the atmosphere allows it. The soil's fine.
Elon Musk, nuke it.
What?
We need to nuke it real fast.
Just nuke Mars.
Nuke Mars.
I don't know.
I love how that's like that's the favorite theory everyone says like about terraforming Mars. Just nuke it.
That is a weird theory. Like, how do you want to make this planet habitable? it inhabitable, and then
first,
wait a couple millennia, then we can live there.
I mean, they'd probably like nuke it like how they nuked Nagasaki and Hiroshima. They would reduce the radioactivity on the soil, but like in the air, it'd still be pretty bad. Maybe. I don't know how they'll do it. I don't know the science behind it. I don't even want to talk about it because I'm going to sound like a total doof.
So, still unlivable.
Yes. Totally. And finally, our last bit of actual news before we move on to some fun unpop culture. We're going to be getting mad and laughing today, by the way. Like, every day. Oh, Rob.
It wasn't the monkeys. It was the zombies.
Oh!
And the... One of the fake... versions, one of the copycat bands in the United States. Some of the members went on to form ZZ Top.
You're kidding.
Nope.
That is amazing. I actually, I do know about the the fake zombies group.
Yeah, there were multiple, and one of them actually...
They actually just covered the zombies' music, right?
They basically just covered zombies' music, but they claimed to be the zombies. They weren't like, oh, hey, we're
the zombies, band. Yeah.
They just literally went around saying, we're the zombies.
But yeah, hey, that's pretty neat. I appreciate that. But nevertheless, let's head on to the last bit of news before we get on to the unpop culture segment. Yooka-Laylee is on the Switch.
No, it's coming to the Switch.
It is going to the Switch. Then you talk about it.
There's nothing else to talk
about. Yeah, I don't really care. I think they need to stop porting so many games to the Switch. Switch needs to be its own console for once.
I mean, this game deserves to be on here, though, because, I mean, Nintendo's known for platformers. It's not a first-party Nintendo platformer, but the one problem with the Odyssey on the Switch is that you can't take it with you unless you're willing to possibly be unable to do something, because there are some things that are only motion control.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It is weird. Especially like because it's not like they couldn't have, like, somehow made
a
way...
Just shake your Switch around.
To like
while you're walking around.
I mean, I might be wrong. It might only be on like classic controllers that you have that issue, but it's silly.
It's not. I literally mean take the console while you're walking around the subway and just start shaking it.
Yeah.
Shaking it in people's faces.
Yeah. Shaking it in their faces.
No, it's not Rob. You can't see this type of thing.
Rub it up and down their back.
I mean, like my Switch.
If people start talking, you just start spinning in circles.
Like, hold on, I gotta throw my hat. I gotta throw my hat. And you're just swinging and hitting people. But anyway, this is something that I think it's on pop culture, but I just want to talk about just to berate this man. Local California man. That's not local, but anyway. Mike Hughes. Mad Mike Hughes is his name. He's a limousine driver and a daredevil.
I'm just gonna say, poor people who pay for his service.
Poor people. It's like an Uber limousine driver. This type of limousine driver is like the Uber driver that drives like a 1939 Pontiac Aztec or something. I don't know. I don't like that car. I don't know when it came out either. But
if it came out in 1939,
I don't think it did. I don't think it did. I think it's pretty recent. But he planned to launch himself into space. Not space, mind you. 1,800 feet in the air to prove the Earth is flat. You could stand on World Trade Center 1, and you would have the same sort of view that this man wanted to have from a rocket.
Can I just say that space is obviously not real, because how would the Earth be round if space was real, people?
Yeah.
You can't have space all around us if the Earth is not.
That's the thing.
He's trying to get to 1,800 feet because that's where the ceiling is.
Yeah, he's just gonna hit the ceiling. That's why World Trade Center 1 is only 1776 feet tall.
Yeah, they need to leave enough feet for the world's tallest man to be able to throw a ball up there and still not quite hit it.
Yeah, yeah. World's tallest man being Shaquille O'Neal from Space Jam.
I thought the world's tallest man was me.
No. But anyway, he says the flat Earth is a rumor started by...
You mean ball Earth, not flat Earth.
Oh, yeah. He says ball Earth. They call it ball Earth. It is started by astronauts, Freemasons, and Muskie himself.
What about Satoshi?
And Satoshi Nakamoto and...
Wait, are you telling me Satoshi and Elon aren't the same person?
I thought they were. Guys, but yes. he likes math.
And
C++. And see, no, he's good at C++. He likes math. Oh, also, I feel that he forgot to, like, include any mention of the Illuminati in this, which is a problem.
Obviously, the Illuminati is part of the Freemasons. Yeah. You are just dumb, uneducated swine.
Who believes in Button Bird Ball Earth. It's Trapezoid Earth, everybody.
No, it's Pyramid Earth, you idiot.
I like Trapezoid Earth. It's not even a proper Trapezoid. It's one of the weird ones.
But
that
Trapezoid is still 2D. That's the issue. Pyramid Earth is at least 3D.
Three-dimensional Trapezoid. Bam.
Trapezoidal Prism?
Trapezoidal Prism Earth. There we go.
It should be trapezoidal. I'm pretty sure.
No, trapezoidal sounds better. No, I call it ball Earth and not sphere Earth.
I personally prefer the
Earth
term
is an egg.
Orbular
it's
Earth.
It's gonna crack open in 1,000 years, and the great space chicken. I think I heard that. Like, I think I heard this as like an actual conspiracy theory about the Earth. It's an egg. But anyway,
I support this theory. I'm dropping my pyramid Earth. The Earth is now an egg.
It's gonna crack open in 20 years.
20. I gotta prepare.
Yeah, you gotta get ready. I mean, you really can't survive it. It just happens.
How big of an omelet does this egg make?
Like a 4-egg omelet.
That's a very big egg for not a lot of omelet.
Gotta crack a couple omelets to make a few eggs. That's what I always say.
Wait, I thought it was gonna couple. I thought it was crack a couple pancakes to make a few waffles.
please don't crack your pancakes, anyone.
What? But it's just a pancake.
No, you gotta.
You can't even crack a pancake.
No, it's not. Rob, you got to hear why this guy couldn't do it. You got to hear why this guy couldn't launch his... It was literally just a tube with a steam-powered... It was steam-powered.
Did he not have enough omelets?
This guy's a real engineer.
Yeah. But no.
Wait, did he round pi to 3? Because that's his issue.
He probably did, because his...
Well,
his,
no, pi his, can't exist. It's irrational, and irrational can't exist, because Earth is flat.
Earth is flat. But anyway... he put it on hold because he didn't have governmental permits. And quote, the rocket didn't work. You mean you telling me you planned this before you had a working rocket? What? I don't understand that.
He only wanted to touch the ceiling. He wasn't trying to break through the ceiling. He thought he had a chance.
He thought maybe he could. Don't what height do commercial jetliners fly at?
Like
thousands,
30,000, I think.
Hold on, let me see this because you can see the Earth curvature from a plane.
Yeah,
that's not a joke. 36,000 feet.
What if this guy's ever been in a plane?
I don't know. That is feet. Maybe he wanted to do 18,000 miles. I don't remember. Maybe I read it wrong.
1,800 miles would be significantly
further.
That'd be
very, very high up. Hold on. I'm gonna pull it up here in a second. He's 61, by the way. He spent $20,000 on this rocket. And
he didn't spend $20,000. He was given.
Yeah, Kickstarter spent $20,000. He had a Kickstarter campaign. It raised $150,000. Jesus, I know, it's ridiculous. This man, this legend, is he? I consider him a prophet of our time, hands down. But anyway, postponed again. Postponed before. Oh yeah, 1,800 feet. It was feet. But anyway, going on to something that we can actually, like, all agree on and all get a little riled up about.
Wait, you mean we didn't agree on the fact that the Earth was flat?
No, we didn't, John. No, we didn't.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you were...
Trapezoidal.
Somebody was saying flat, somebody was saying trapezoid, and somebody was saying egg, so...
I think egg. Yeah, hands down.
Like I said, I'm moving from pyramid to egg, so egg. I'll support
That's why
egg.
Global warming's happening, because it's pointier on the top. And all the ice is melting.
Yeah,
it's running down.
It's just deep frying the egg.
You're boiling it.
You can't boil it.
They're going to boil the egg and the chicken's going to die. We can't let that happen. Guys, we got to stop global warming. Okay. Let's get away from the flat Earth. I'm tired of talking about it.
We have to stop global warming so that the chicken can hatch.
Yeah. And we all die anyway.
But
anyway.
What if we want fried chicken now?
Belgium wants to ban loot crates and calls them gambling. Thoughts?
Ban? I don't know about that. Gambling, yes. Also, is it just specifically loot crates in Overwatch, or is it all forms of loot crates in all games, specifically like Valve games, which kind of pioneered the concept?
All game loot crates.
I think any loot crate that can be purchased with real money. I think that's what they want. They want to ban the ability to buy loot crates with real money.
But you can still buy fake money with real money and then use the fake money to buy the...
I think that's also something they don't want to do. They want to ban. As long as you can, like, you know how, like, League does it with Riot points? If you can, you can buy Riot points, but Riot points cannot buy loot crates, sort of thing. You can't, you can buy IP and you can buy... No, you can't buy IP.
No,
you can...
You buy RP.
Yeah,
right.
You buy RP, and, like, RP is used to buy skins. If, like, League had loot crates... Under this new law, you loot crates would only be able to be bought with IP, which would be gained from playing in-game stuff. Because, I mean, to ban it front, to ban it like at them at all would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, some people like the random aspect. Like, if you can buy the items with in-game currency, and then you can buy loot crates for cheaper, that's fine.
I think one of the things I've heard them considering is not an outright ban, but you have to list the probabilities of something happening.
Yeah. So most games do that. Like the probability that you'll get a rare item.
I think it has to be down to like the item, though.
Oh.
I don't think it can be like the sweeping categories, because you can have subcategories in that and not disclose that. It has to be like, this is your chance of getting specific item.
Okay.
I think that's one of the things they're considering doing instead of outright ban.
Yeah. They have to secure... Oh, if Belgium's gaming authorities decide that loot boxes constitute gambling, EA and Overwatch will have to secure a special permit if they want to continue making those games accessible in their country. And also, if Belgium decides it, then the EU will also vote on it. And if the EU decides it, then Europe will basically have ban loot crates. Which would be a huge market that these games would have to just like not go into or change their game entirely, because they're not going to sit there and spend and get the permits in every country for every game. They're not going to spend that kind of money.
I could see them doing it if it was just
one
generalized
game.
No, not just one game, but generalized one permit, like one overarching EU permit.
Maybe if that's the case, then I could see them doing it. But like they'd probably have to pay a lot of money per game. At least.
Also, in the trend of the EU...
It'd be worth it. Do you have any idea how much money loot crates make?
Oh, so much. Yeah, $2,100 to unlock everything in Battlefield, so...
Pretty much all of the money that, for example, Dota 2 makes, it's all from people just voluntarily pouring cash into that game. There is nothing in Dota 2...
That's how League makes
there
money.
There is absolutely... Well, League makes money because you can actually... You can buy champions. In Dota 2, every single hero is unlocked from the get-go, and there's nothing in the game that you can buy that isn't cosmetic.
Really?
Yes, there is.
You can buy hats.
Yeah, that's it. It's just like skins and hats and stuff.
That's pretty
and,
good.
And compendiums, which are basically whenever Dota 2 has its big tournament of the year, international, all of the prizing, the prize pool is literally 25% of all of the money people buy on a fake little book inside the game.
Huh.
So back when, like this past year, when the prize pool is like $25 million, that means that... within those like 2 months that book was available, people spent about $100 million on that book.
Huh.
Yeah, so Valve made $75 million on just putting a little compendium.
Hey, buy this book. It doesn't do anything. Okay, we'll buy it. I mean, I think that...
It does some stuff, but like I said, it's all cosmetic.
That's pretty good.
There's nothing non-cosmetic in Dota.
I mean, I don't think... I think you're dumb for buying it, but not even entirely that dumb. If you wanted to do your character to look cool, that's fine.
Yeah, and I have no problem with in-game transactions. It's when they become more or less a
necessity.
Part of the game that you need to get through, or you need to suck it up and accept that you're going to be behind.
That's why I don't like other MOBAs besides Dota, because you have to basically you either just hope that the heroes that you like are on the free rotation that week, or you buy them, or you grind for them.
Yeah,
League just not fun.
League is not that expensive for the.
It's not that expensive, plus, but compared to the other.
I mean,
one,
like even with in-game currency, it's not that hard.
But I mean, the thing that I have that makes me think League is okay with what it does is because Dota overwhelms you in hopes that you stick with it. League is like, here's something you can do. We'll throw new champions your way, and you can decide to buy them if you're sure you like them. And it helps keep you from being entirely overwhelmed and not sure what to do, because you start off with 10 champions you can play with, like, because you're super low level.
A lot of them are real cheap. They're like 450 IP.
Yeah, and then after a certain level, I don't remember what it is, but then you get put on the normal weekly rotation champions until you start buying your own. And then if there's a champion on the weekly rotation, you're like, oh, I wonder if I want to play that. You try it and you decide. Like,
yeah.
I understand.
Dota has a similar thing where within your first, I want to say, couple hours of gameplay, they throw you into a game queue called Limited Heroes, where literally everybody can only choose from about 20 heroes.
Oh.
I tried Dota 2. That did not happen.
You did not go through the tutorial then?
No, I did. That did not happen. Like, maybe I missed something because I was like,
maybe you're bad.
How do I play? I don't like Dota just because it's too much micromanaging for me.
Yeah.
There's too many small things you have to do. Like, denying CS is just silly to me.
Mm. All right.
I'm bad enough at it as is. Last thing I need to do is watch theirs and mine at the same
time. Yeah, yeah, that seems kind of like I like League, but then again, I literally only play support. I don't do anything but heal my AD carry and like maybe tank some shots, and then my job is done. I can't play any high intensity game. The most intensity game I'm playing recently is called Immortal Redneck, and it's just a roguelike, and that's really not intense.
You know, when I used to play League, I used to throw mad hooks for days. You know how many times my AD carry... How many times my AD carry followed up? Next to zero.
Never. They never follow up unless you're talking to the AD carry, like, over Skype or Discord.
It bothers me, too, because I'm like, hey, if I throw you a lantern, take it.
No, because it's a good idea. And they never do. They avoid the lantern. Yeah. All right, I want to talk about League, because League's just going to make me angry. And I'm going to start swearing. I don't want to do that.
First, I'm just going to say AD Thresh is OP.
AD Thresh is OP. But anyway.
Difficult to play, but totally worth it.
Hey, guys. Yeah, funny story. Well, not funny story. Not funny at all. Guess what Apple's doing?
They're making
a new phone.
They're making a new phone.
Annoying thing.
Who would have thought?
Like, a couple months after making their iPhone 10.
A month.
A month. It drops from shatters from 3 feet. The battery life of, like a cat, maybe. I don't know.
Battery life of a cat.
You know those robotic dogs that everyone loved in, like, 2008? Yeah, that's the battery life of the iPhone X.
I honestly never had one, so I don't know what the battery life is.
I don't even remember
like.
What they were named. But they,
battery
they,
life of a Tamagotchi.
You mean eternal? Those things never die.
Battery life of a
iPhone X?
that's what we're comparing it to. Battery life of a 30-year-old laptop. There we go.
Pretty much. It's got an hour of battery. But anyway,
if it's in sleep.
Yeah.
If it's on, you got 5 minutes.
A new iPhone called iPhone SE 2. Because you guys remember the iPhone SE, right?
No one does.
No one does.
I forgot about it until you mentioned it.
Same. It was revealed recently, and it's basically an iPhone 7 and an iPhone 5 case for $450. It's just a downgrade. The iPhone 10 is too expensive to be worth it. The iPhone 8 is already obsolete from a lot of Samsung phones, and they obsoleted the phone with the iPhone 10, iPhone X. So you know that like you're not getting the most that Apple can offer with the iPhone 8.
Can I just say that the SE 2 looks ugly?
It's disgusting. It's an iPhone 5 case. This is no joke. They had a lot of leftover iPhone 5 cases because it was not that good of an iPhone to sell, right? It wasn't like the iPhone 3 or the iPhone 1 that sold insane, or the iPhone 7. It didn't sell well.
Or 6.
The 6 sold well.
Or 4.
4. The iPhone 5, I think, was one of the least selling iPhones. Or 2. There was no iPhone.
It went 1, 3, 3G, 3GS, and then 4, I think.
Yeah. But I think the iPhone 5 was one of the least selling iPhones out there. I don't know.
I think in defense of that, though, it's because they also had a lot of 5 variants, like the color variants.
Yeah.
So it might not have been necessarily that the 5 didn't sell well. It's that
there's too many other things in the market.
Let's just put out a ton of iPhone 5 variants. And then like, oh, we have a bunch of these left. That was a dumb choice on our part.
So let's just stuff a compact iPhone 7 in them. That hurts. That hurts me, Rob. What's your opinion on it?
This phone here, the LG Stylo.
That's 3. A behemoth.
It's the first phone that I've actually purchased in, like, 4 years.
Gib plus.
Wow, that's a big phone.
It cost about $90.
You're kidding me. It's a smartphone.
You have a smaller phone than me. It's very barely. It's a matter of,
very
like,
berry.
A centimeter.
Wow.
And it's thicker than mine, but it's literally only a centimeter less tall.
I bet you could throw that at a brick wall and it wouldn't even crack.
I bet you could throw a brick wall at it and it wouldn't crack.
There's a stylus?
Yeah.
I love phones with styluses. Everyone always talks crap on them, but I always think they're just so good.
It has a fingerprint sensor, too.
I have mixed feelings about styluses.
My fingerprint on the back right here.
Oh, cool.
LG is my favorite phone brand right now.
LG is a pretty good phone brand. A lot of Chinese phone brands are actually like stepping up to be pretty cool. Yeah, I need a stylus because I can't write with my finger. It looks bad.
That's why I just accept that I can't write.
Yeah.
My handwriting's terrible.
Yeah. But anyway, the iPhone SE 2, I don't even know what Apple's doing anymore. I think their stocks are still up. I hope they go down soon, because they're not really releasing a lot of wow. Apple stock from I checked it like 3 years ago. Then again, and it was like 400, and it's like 173. It is going down at a pretty good pace for Apple. But anyway,
can I just say though that I am proud of Apple for making the SE2 only. Allegedly, we'll see how well this goes. Around $450.
Yeah, I mean,
which is a nice, reasonable step in the direction. Like, I bought a last gen phone for like $320.
Yeah.
So I'd be okay with paying $450 for a last
2 gen old.
Last gen hardware, 2 gen old case.
I mean, no, because iPhone. If you count iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 as separate gens.
I don't, because they came out like within a week.
Yeah, but it's like
they're not meant to be separate though. They're meant to be
the exact same, but one's just better than the other.
It's like how Xbox has the One, the One S, and the One X.
Yeah, what happened to the One S?
It's basically in purgatory between the One and the X, I guess.
Is the X the next Xbox?
One X is the most powerful Xbox One variant.
Hey,
and I think the S was like a stupid upgrade.
It's not the Xbox X, the Xbox 10.
Xbox
110. It's the Xbox 11, guys. We're using Roman numerals here. It's the Xbox 11. But I don't think that. Do you ever think they're going to.
Wait, no, then it'd be the Xbox 9 because Xbox the one becomes
before. Oh, the X. It is the Xbox 9.
Xbox 9 confirmed.
Xbox 9 confirmed, boys. We're skipping 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're going to 9, then we're jumping to 360, and that's where we're staying.
Wait, no. You mean you went from no numbers to 360 to 1 to
9.
I don't think S has a Roman numeral counterpart, so it looks like a 5. We'll go to 15, well,
5.
And then you go back down to 9.
Okay, that works. I appreciate that. S kind of looks like a 5. Yeah, that's a good kind of logic.
Wait, if it looks like a 5, then it'd be the Xbox One 5, so it'd be the Xbox 4.
Guys, we got to add another piece of yarn to this Elon Musk conspiracy.
Right. You are right.
We got to add another piece of yarn. It's a piece of scrapbook paper that says S equals 5, and that's also connected to Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the reason why S equals 5.
Man, this guy's cork board's getting pretty intense.
It is. There's like 8 things on it.
8 things if you count the yarn.
Yeah, 8 things. Yeah, 8 things if you count the yarn.
We are doing true detective work here, boys.
Do you think they're ever going to actually do a new console gen? Or do you think they're done doing console gens?
I don't think that they'll do one until we get to the point that 4K is obsolete.
Really?
Or, I shouldn't say obsolete, until it's mainstream.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, 4K is not even, like, mainstream yet. That's going to be, like, 4 years. Maybe 2.
I would guess 4K will probably take at least 3 years, because the thing that's hindering it right now is cable service providers just... They don't have the means to put stuff through 4K.
Yeah, they really don't. Because, like, that's hard.
Like, basically, what would have to happen is everyone has to go to, like, Xfinity-style platforms.
Yeah.
Except not be Xfinity.
Yeah. It'd have to be, doesn't Verizon Fios, can't Fios do 4K?
But it's Verizon we're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you really care?
No, not many places can do 4K that are good and would actually give you 4K.
Basically, everything would have to be upgraded to, like, internet streaming, and then your cable would just be listed as, like, oh, it's technically not your internet usage, like what Xfinity does. That's what 4K would probably have to become, unless they want to lay a whole new framework for infrastructure.
If a new generation of console came out today, would you buy it?
No.
But I haven't
bought... Will Kingdom Hearts 3 be on it? Because that's what's going to be my deciding factor whenever I buy another console.
My deciding factor, if I buy a new console, is it a Nintendo Switch?
Or that.
Once I get the means, once I get the money, I am buying one. That is a fact. I really want one. And I don't think I'll ever buy another Xbox. Don't think I'll ever buy another PlayStation. I bought a PlayStation 2 and a 1. I bought an Xbox 360. I don't think I'll ever buy another one of those. There's no reason to.
That's probably one of the factors in why new generations of console are not going to happen for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, there's no reason to buy Xboxes anymore. Halo's not good. There's no reason to buy PlayStation anymore. The only reason to buy PlayStation... I mean, the only reason to buy PlayStation back in the day was PlayStation was cheaper than Xbox.
Little Big Planet,
yeah. But, like, now it doesn't even matter. They're the same console in different skins, in my opinion. I don't think there's anything differentiating them enough. Like, the Switch is portability. The Switch has Mario, which is... Well, it's Mario. And... The Switch has a bunch of motion controls. Yeah, okay, you can do the PSVR. That's what the PlayStation has going for it, PSVR. But the HTC Vive is way better.
Well, and then I guess what, you could argue...
you don't like the Kinect?
They killed the Kinect. The Kinect is not a thing anymore.
I guess you could argue that the thing that makes Xbox One any good is that it serves as your whole home entertainment system if you're willing to deal with that garbage.
And I'm not. No one is. Just buy a home theater from Walmart. I set one up the other day, and it was the easiest thing ever.
Or better idea, buy a real home theater.
Buy a real home theater from a real audio store.
Just buy the Rice Theater from Scaife.
Yeah, just buy the Rice Theater from Scaife. It's only like $20, maybe.
What if you got it on sale?
25. If it's on sale, it's 25.
Black Friday sale, guys.
Black Friday sale, 50.
50. 50, they mark it up to mark it down.
After the podcast, remind me to tell you something about the Rice Theater.
Okay. But anyway... next thing on Unpop Culture. This is actually a little weird because I remember reading about this and watching these videos like forever ago. Several advertisers have finally pulled ads from YouTube after being told by consumers that their ads were being put on disturbing and odd videos that had children in dangerous situations.
Dangerous situations,
yeah. Or weird situations. The popular title of these things were like Spider-Man and Elsa. Videos. They were weird, right? I didn't understand them, but one I watched, I don't know how, like, I'm not gonna get too in depth in this. Like, it was like they used the bathroom. That was like the title. Part of the title was they're using the bathroom, and in part of the video, one of them was eating like literal like feces. Like that was the implied joke here, and it was marketed towards kids. And I laughed. I mean, I'm a sick guy. I'm a weirdo. I had a good solid chuckle at this, mainly because it's marketed towards kids, and like this is what they're watching. But like, it took a while because this was like in the summer that I watched this, and now the ads are being pulled from it. Have you guys seen any of the videos?
I have not.
No, the only thing I've seen with children in dangerous situations is Pokemon.
I mean, no, the animals.
Or Digimon. Yu-Gi-Oh.
What's the other one that's like Pokemon, but it's like real weird? It's Digimon's like the off-brand Pokemon, but this thing's like the off-brand Digimon.
I'm just going to say Beyblade, even though I know that's not right.
No, it was the one where you had the little Bakugan, that one. You rolled out.
I forgot all about that.
Literally, they're the toy. They're just toys that kids played with. No one ever actually played Bakugan because they didn't know how to do it. Because in the show, you're supposed to like launch it at the thing, and it would never work because the magnets weren't strong enough. But anyway, kids in dangerous situations. I don't even know what the advertisers were. When I saw it, it was like a Kia commercial. So I think Kia probably pulled out. A lot of people are starting to pull out of YouTube.
Honestly, a lot of advertisers are actually pulling content from a lot more than just children in dangerous situations. They're basically pulling advertising content from any video that's flagged as inappropriate for advertisement. So,
yeah,
think of like Filthy Frank videos.
For example. I mean, like the thing,
there's demonetization all across the board.
For everyone, and it's actually starting to become kind of.
That's why people are pulling out of YouTube, because it's becoming less and less profitable. Is their content is becoming basically flagged for not suitable for advertising.
And like everything is at some point flagged.
In order to be a successful content creator, you basically have to go into
pander.
What?
You have to pander in some sense.
You have to go into like a major content network on YouTube, something that would actually basically provide ads for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Based on what your channel
is. Not just Google AdSense, but them specifically would be doing a lot of ad research.
I think it just bothers me because like there needs to be a different. It's not. I don't even think that a lot of the videos that that these people are putting out are unsuitable for advertising.
No.
I think a lot of it's just false flags.
Yeah.
Like, they're not real flags. They're just attempting to take down the content creators because, like...
I'd say that there are false flags, but I'd also say a lot of it is advertisers are being very, very...
picky?
I don't want to say picky so much as safe.
They're being very safe.
Yeah.
Like, if you see a Kia commercial on a Filthy Frank video, I'm not going to think less of Kia. I'm not. Why would I?
Wait, speaking of Kia, have you seen the IKEA ASMR video?
Hey, let's not talk about ASMR. Thanks.
Why not?
Because I don't want to have my ears feel like they're in a vacuum.
You know, I found ASMR before it was a popular thing.
Oh, wow,
it was actually really weird because there was only like two videos on YouTube. It was
I don't know how ASMR started. Let's just talk real quietly into a microphone.
I'm trying to think of what it was. I think it was getting a haircut and a woman just walking around you. I think those were like the only two on YouTube.
I think
the
haircut could be
that was
relaxing.
Way before like
the haircut was actually incredibly relaxing, and part of me wants to actually listen to it as soon as we're done.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just gonna sit here, turn all the lights off, and listen to ASMR in the dark.
It's so satisfying because when they bring out the buzzers, like you feel where the buzzer belongs on your neck based on the sound, and it is incredibly satisfying.
I'm gonna go get a haircut. This is an advertisement for haircuts.
The buzzing is my favorite part of the haircut, just because I like the feeling of it. Because it's just such a gentle vibration on your neck. It's just so satisfying.
But yeah, they're being very safe as of recent. They weren't always this safe.
Yeah, so safe you can't even... like, if you run a news-style channel like Philip DeFranco, you can't get ads anymore.
You can't, no.
Because if you talk about anything that is at all politicized in any context, kiss your ads goodbye.
And the euphemism. But anyway, I think the big problem is it's not the advertiser so much. It's the market. The market is like, don't do anything uncouth. You do anything uncouth,
you're gonna trigger them.
You trigger them. You're gonna get kicked out. But no, it's just there's like these unspoken rules about media and stuff that people have to follow. And the thing is following them really limits what you can do as a content creator. Like I know a lot of Twitch streamers have their advertising pulled. Because they'll talk about a game in such a manner that is not nice to the game. So another advertiser will pull their ads because they talked about a game not nice. It didn't even have to do with, like, it wasn't even like Nintendo pulled ads on a game, on a content creator that said the Odyssey was crap. It's like Kia. I keep talking about Kia. Verizon did that.
Nintendo pulls ads on anyone who posts Nintendo content.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo will sue you if you say the word Nintendo. Because Nintendo. But whatever. They're great. I don't care.
They make some weird choices.
They make a lot of weird choices. Their legal department's a little, but everything else is pretty good. But yeah, so go ahead and check out some Spider-Man and Elsa videos. Show them to your kids. It's a lot of fun.
Or don't. Please don't.
Family fun.
Please
check out, The Shags. And watch The Room. Do this all in the same day, by the way.
And listen to some satisfying ASMR haircuts.
ASMR haircuts. That's how you'll calm yourself down after this.
When's Philosophy Club going to have a room viewing and have debate on it?
We need to. But before we go, there is something that is near and dear. We don't like to get very political here, but this is something that we need to have a heart-to-heart, guys, nerdles. Net neutrality was recently, FCC has recently made a vote to repeal net neutrality.
Again,
and this time it worked for whatever the reason. FCC, it worked. Now it has to go through Congress. And it basically gave control over to the internet over to the ISPs who will throttle you and who will use it as a way to shut down smaller sites that cannot afford to get the higher bandwidths that the big companies can. And it's ridiculous. They've tried it again. They tried it with SOPA, PIPA, all this stuff. It's not working anymore. It's not even for piracy anymore. They're not even bothering with the guise of piracy. They're just like, no, we're going to get rid of net neutrality. You can go to battleforthenet.com in order to send your congressman an email and tell them to vote against the net neutrality bill when their vote comes up in, what, a couple days? They're voting on this?
I honestly you said,
I think
no
we said
idea.
Within the week. Within the week or next week, they're voting for it. Just don't stop there, though. Call your congressman. Write them an actual letter. Go and visit them. I'm sure they can do it. If you intend to, just as a warning, though, if you tend to look up net neutrality on any site, from what I'm seeing, any site owned by Verizon or like an ISP, you'll be unsubscribed from a tag involving net neutrality. Like on Tumblr, you'll be unsubscribed from the tag of net neutrality after 20 minutes. They're really pushing to get it blocked. It's going to make them a lot of money. It's going to mean and the money's going to be coming from you guys. You're going to be paying like how you can with, what is it, Roku? There's that cable, the TV that you can pay per channel with Danny Trejo as the spokesperson. Internet's going to be like that. You're going to pay per site. Do you want access to Google? You got to pay this much money. Here's our basic package. You get Google, Facebook, Twitter. Here's our advanced package. You get all these sites, and a lot of sites will basically just be miscellaneous package. You can access every other site, but the bandwidth is cut in like a fourth.
I'm just gonna say, I looked up an example of a country who has done away with net neutrality, and Portugal's done that. And this is what their internet structure is currently like: messaging, which is WhatsApp, Skype. iMessage and FaceTime, an Apple-supported product, $5 a month. Google Hangouts is in that package, too.
What?
Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, Tumblr, LinkedIn, a corporate website, Pinterest, $5 a month. Video, YouTube, Netflix, Periscope, Twitch, $5 a month. Music, Spotify, one I don't even recognize, Google Play, SoundCloud, $5 a month. Email, so Gmail,
you had to
Yahoo,
pay for email?
SAPO, Google Drive, Amazon Drive, Microsoft OneDrive, and Apple Cloud, $5 a month.
What? Okay, so this is basically what's going to happen. It's going to be, and they're upholding net neutrality laws until January 2018. So you have like a month. So enjoy your internet. You have a small site that you know will not be in your internet package. Enjoy it while you can. It's going to be kicked out. Sorry, I don't want to be a grim guy, but you got to contact your congressman unless you want what's happening in Portugal to happen to you. And there's a reason why you don't hear a lot of backlash from Portugal, because they can't connect to talk to people about it.
They can't afford it.
They can't afford it.
Unless everyone's internet bill goes down $25 per month to accommodate for that extra $25 per month to get the main websites.
Hopefully small ISPs. I have a small ISP. I have Armstrong Cable. Yeah,
I have Armstrong too. I kind of doubt Armstrong is going to do that.
I really hope they don't. I hope they hold up net neutrality laws, because if they don't, they can easily. They're one of the companies that can easily just be kicked out if they don't uphold them.
Yeah,
people will switch, because around areas that have Armstrong, people will switch.
Yeah, like I will exclusively use my T-Mobile web internet while I can, unless that also.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
But currently, cell phone providers are not considered ISPs, so they technically can't do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Elon Musk will create an internet service provider.
Maybe. Maybe Google Fiber is going to become big. Something needs to happen. Well, sorry to end on a grim note, but that's all the time we got for Nerd News Now. Thank you for coming to the 10th installment, even if it was a somber one. I hope you guys have a good day. I hope you guys contact
your... Let's end on a positive note.
Okay.
Although I will say, even though we're going to end on a positive note, I am not playing an outro song today, because it just does not fit in with the seriousness of what needs to happen.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, but like this is a serious topic.
Let our hearts be with Mike Hughes.
Mike Hughes. May he fly off into
the ceiling.
May he fly off into the sun. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Please contact your congressman. Do whatever you can. Let's try and keep net neutrality in place.
And remember, even if the vote goes through, keep nagging them.
Keep nagging.
And if that doesn't work,
and if it,
vote
and if,
a new congressman.
Vote a new congressman next time. If they do not vote for it, I hope they release who voted for it, because I think they have to. Don't vote for the congressman that don't vote for it. Plain and simple. Don't let them back into office. All right. Toodaloo, everybody.
We will see you next week for what may be our last show of the semester.
Or forever if we don't get net neutrality.
It'll still happen. It'll run like crap.
Yeah. Say goodbye, Rob.
Bye.